Mpumalanga's Rise FM is continuing to play you Mpumalanga's best music. So I did say we are going to be talking to Thato in a little bit. Let me see if I managed to get a hold of him because I dialed another number. Let me take chances. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? So I'm trying to dial you back and it goes to somebody else. That time I'm left with like 11 seconds to go and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in trouble. But thank you for picking up. How's work going? How's shooting going?
Shooting is going great. The show has done well for the first week. Mm-hmm. Which is quite exciting. I personally haven't watched the show as yet because I want to binge it for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The first two Nyana weeks, I've got a lot of nerves. I'm not sure whether my performance, how is it, So I just want to hear from our beautiful audience, Uguti, what is their feeling about the show? And then from there, when I watch it, I can kind of appreciate, the ups and the downs. But so far, shoot is going well. I'm still on set. I've got a nice scene also today.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I remember my sister and I, because we always watch things together, and that I was saying on air, that I'm waiting for her to come back. She's not around, so I haven't watched last week and this week, and I'm looking forward to doing that. You guys started on a high. People are getting killed, and others not so killed, but y'all think they're killed. Tell me what the show is about.
So the show is about the world around the character about Petit Mofokeng Manda Tele. And who's a tender premier, well off man who comes, from his own obviously up and comings. And he gets killed because he finds his wife who is cheating with my character Ubapi. Finds us in bed together, and when he's confronting, because he thought Uguti, someone was trying to kill his wife, because he finds his business partner, Umeya, Robert, killing someone, and thinking Uguti is going to kill his family. So it's just a story about how lives are being covered up and, living a double life, the integrities of it, the story of love, lust, betrayal, greed. So it's got all the elements of a great story produced by Flame Stage Plus TV.
Yeah.
Who produced Uzalo and Devin Jen. So you really get to see when he remembers, because unlike most telenovelas where the lead character dies, and then he never comes back.
Mm-hmm.
This one, he comes back from the dead, just like Ulisilo.
Lesilo rule.
He doesn't believe on Shalababa Shile.
You're crazy. It's going to be epic, though. I mean, the episodes that I've seen, I absolutely love. Now, why did you choose to take on this character? I'm pretty sure there's other characters that you've come across. Why this one?
I think this one, mainly because of the many layers, number one. I think number two, it's not a guy who comes from riches.
Yeah.
Someone who's worked their way up, they used to, back in the days, and then he was hired as Manda's guy, as driver, and he betrays his boss, the guy who took him in, kind of like the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you get to see him, being a loyal. Because then in episode two, it's 10 years later, and 10 years later he's well off. He's built this business of Ishisanyama, but. They're doing other things that I think the audience is going to love.
Yeah.
Him and Bujeng, which is played by Julie Tabete. So for me, I think it was also the cast, the story, but the story is so rich. So many in-depths, And Upapu Zomonda, Ukogama Ring, Ukogama Chain, which is something that I've only done in theater, not on television.
Yeah.
So that was a great challenge for me because it's in these dark places that he finds himself in, and trying to navigate it. But for me, that story is about challenge, and the story is so well written that I could not say no.
Yeah. No, I get you 100%. Now, as Pumeka Ngane in your acting, we'll come back to Lingashoni. I want to find out about your work in your foundation, Yako, and of course the work that you do with the youth. Tell me a little bit about that and why you also decided to venture into that.
So Thato Mlamu Foundation, Nikale 2012 unofficially, and then registered it officially 2017. We have three key focus areas, Foundation: education, creative industries, and health. And, you know, education obviously kind of feeds the mind. So a lot of young people, you know, don't have the access to what we, you know, frame as quality education. Mm-hmm. So we started a school called the Leaders in Motion Academy 2018 as an idea, you know, and I had friends that supported the growth of that school. We are now currently training 92 young kids from all the different provinces in South Africa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it operates like a school on educational platform, you know, and these kids will be graduating soon. So, you know, as a young person, someone also gave me a chance, and I think it's important that Lerona, as we, you know, as we rise, we must lift as we rise, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we then also in the health pillar of the foundation have the Pink Golf Challenge, which is a an initiative to help cancer patients and all, you know, different types of cancers, because cancer is such an yatura as a disease, you know, and our public hospitals are also swamped with a lot of cases. So we launched the Pink Golf Challenge on World Cancer Day on the 4th of February last year. We had our first event for golf on the 30th of October last year, and it was a great success with a lot of golfers that supported. So we've got a five-year plan, Ukaka Isbetlele, you know, so that also communities from rural communities, township communities can get access to better health care. And the creative industries part is to help also young people come into the space, you know, give them opportunities, because I myself getting into media was given an opportunity. Big shout out also, by the way, to you, because I saw on your Instagram you've got a golf challenge coming up.
Thank you.
You know, and big up on that. And,
thank you.
You know, it's those types of initiatives that, you know, we really look for. And I think more of us that are in the public platform, you know, we've got a responsibility, we have a duty. You know, we must help our community there too. You know, because we are who we are because of also those communities helped us, you know.
Exactly.
You know, because they say it takes a village to raise a child. And, you know, the village of supporters, our audiences that watch us, all around South Africa, that, you know, are saying, what can you do?
Absolutely.
You know, I've got a child. Because we hear so many stories also, and I'm sure you experience the same thing. A lot of personalities, you know, our mama meet you, hey, yazi mtana wam, sitting at home, I got my opportunity.
You know?
So we are hoping, you know, to help youth here to realize their potential. And, you know, I'm also hoping at some point, you know, we can do work that side together, even with your foundation, if, you know, there's an openness to it, to really drive this change, because of collaboration is the one thing this pandemic has taught us, that no man is an island, you know. You work with a team, you know, even Lapa Arise, you know, there's a whole team that's producers, managers, for it to function. So if we can change our mindset, which is a functionability comes from collaboration and working together, not become competitors.
Yep, that's so true.
Great, so that we also can give our young people the hope, because a lot are complaining, saying government is not doing a lot for them. I said, sometimes it's not about government doing something for you. What are you doing for yourself?
Yeah.
You know,
Voga
and daughter, you know, Voga, wake up, you know, to educate also on issues of gender-based violence, so that a lot of these young people need to be re-educated and unlearn a lot of patriarchal teachings that a lot of young boys have been taught.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the foundation, we have a boy program called the Boy Without Identity. We also have a program called the Girl Without Identity. But we combine it where young girls and young boys come in a room, talk about the issues, and, you know, talk about what does the future of this country look like. Because we want to build our leaders that can drive change, that can drive impact, you know, and leaders that can also be accountable for their actions. We need to teach men to unlearn that we must appreciate our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, you know, and also our sisters also to do the same. That, you know, yes, not all men are the same as fun. You know? And sometimes because of men doing these things, we are all now, you know, put under the same umbrella, which all men are dogs, all men are abusers, and that's not the case. But even the abusers themselves, they've got so much trauma, you know, that we need to get them to a place of healing. So young people, we want to encourage them under the foundation and the work that we do, you know, to step up. And we are saying that when you step up, we'll create a platform for you. And we've got film workshops that we do, and which we are hoping to bring to Mpumalanga, I suppose, at some point. We're doing one in Rustenburg and Mafikeng.
Yeah.
It's 4 days workshop. we're teaching the business of filmmaking under our academy, the Leaders in Motion Academy. So there's so much work to do, but we are up for the challenge outside of the television.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I'm looking forward to hosting you guys on the 30th. And thank you for your support. So I need to let you go because our time is not on our side. But I want you to tell us what we can expect from Lingashoni. What is Papi going to be up to?
Sure, guys. Papi is going to cause havoc. You know, it took me to the days of Nicholas Nomvet. He's the West Nicholas Nomvet. So I think the audience is going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And it's a great escapism. And, you know, the dynamics of when the guy comes back, Umanda Kele comes back, trying now to make sure that this guy remembers, because he doesn't remember who shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's living with the people that tried to kill him, and he just doesn't know.
Yeah.
And Papi might go into a decision to say, maybe we must kill the guy. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but maybe that's what might happen. And things might go wrong if he does make that decision. So it's going to be high drama.
Those are my ref. Thank you so much for your time, and all the best with everything. We'll definitely see you on the 30th of April.
And catch our next film, Naptao, on the 10th of April. It's going to play 8:30 on Mzansi Magic.
Uh-huh.
I executive produced it with a colleague of mine, Joe Mapija. It's a dope film. I love it. It's about the story of a young actor, a filmmaker, you know, who wants to come up and the challenges he faces. So we're also producing that under Gateway Media. So please watch Mzansi Magic 161, 8:30 next week, Saturday.
Absolutely. That was Tate Mulam talking to us about his character, Papi Zulu, on One Magic Lingashoni. Of course, the amazing work that they do in your foundation. And of course, the production part. If you want to get more information, make sure you catch him on social media. Meaning him follow Wishago Instagram, Tate Mulam. Do check out all these things that he is busy with. Listen. Let me give you some Ashanti with Jarrell in just a little bit. This is, we're almost at the end. Oh my gosh. We're almost at the end of the show. This is, wow. How? Okay. It's fine. Let's do more Mpumalanga's best music. This is Rise FM.